Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Mansukh Mandavia, has called upon youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services. It includes health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship and community services. The award comprises a medal, a certificate and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. In a video message, Dr. Mandavia emphasized that the awards are not merely an accolade but a celebration of youth leadership in fostering a progressive and inclusive India. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiryu has expressed sadness over the sudden demise of Dr. Bibek Debroy, Chairman of the Prime Minister's Economic Advisory Council. Mr. Yeo fondly remembered Dr. Debroy's visit to Nagaland in June 2023. The Chief Minister said his contributions to economic policy, governance and in other fields will always be remembered. He conveyed condolences to the bereaved family. Dr. Debroy, 69, passed away at AIIMS in New Delhi yesterday. The All India Congress Committee has officially appointed C. Apuk Jamir as the new working president of the Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee. The decision, which comes into effect immediately, was approved by the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, signifying a strategic move to strengthen the party's presence and leadership in the region. Mr. Jamir was a former MLA of Nagaland Legislative Assembly and was also a member of parliament who represented the state at the upper house. In order to cater to the needs of passengers during the festive season, Northeast Frontier Railway is making necessary arrangements, including running of festive special trains, provision of additional ticket counters, and deployment of extra manpower for assistance of passengers. Officials said during the month of October and November 2024, a total of more than 500 special trains are being run to various major destinations in order to facilitate the passengers. This also includes special trains serving Dimapur Railway Station, which have been immensely helpful for the railway passengers from Nagaland. Besides, a number of arrangements are being made at the railway stations to ensure a safe and comfortable journey for the passengers. Deployment of additional forces of RPF and GRP has been made at major railway stations, including Dimapur. Additional commercial staff has also been posted to assist the passengers. A legal aid clinic was inaugurated at Baptist College Kohima by Nagaland State Legal Services Authority Member Secretary Niku Akami at the college premises yesterday, highlighting on various free legal services such as legal first-hand legal knowledge and advice drafting of applications. Among others, the member secretary encouraged students to utilize the benefits of legal services clinic opened in the campus to lead responsible citizens and to spread the legal awareness. Chief Judicial Magistrate and Secretary of Kohima District Legal Services Authority, Wokono Yosha, highlighted the functions and objectives of legal aid clinics. Ms. Yosha said this new legal aid clinic is not only for the college, but it can play a vital role for all the people around the college locality if anyone requires legal services. The Common Scholarship Portal for students undergoing medical, nursing and paramedical courses under the Department of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland will become active from 6th of November till 6th December. The department informed that the applicants should access the said portal through scholarship.nagaland.gov.in. It said the application will be accepted through the portal online only. The application submitted in hard copy to the directorate will not be entertained and should be considered as not applied. Students selected through NEET, NSEE or state departmental examinations only and undergoing the said courses are eligible to apply. Further, students and institutions are advised to fill the online application well ahead of last date to avoid any last minute inconveniences. The three-day-long 11th Kohima Open Volleyball Tournament 2024 men and women under the aegis of Kohima District Volleyball Association concluded yesterday at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima under the theme Transcending Through Sports. Senapati Sporting Club from Manipur won the champion title after defeating Kirupema Youth Organization B under men's category and received a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees. In women's category, Senapati Sporting Club clinched the champion title after defeating Matfa Club Dimapur. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.